You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Le Ritual. We have a great show prepared for you guys. The song that you were just listening to is by a band called Los Miros, I think. It's real good. I've been listening to it nonstop, especially when I'm going to work or something like that. It just really gets me in the mood. I don't know. But I'm joined here with two special guests. We are missing one, sadly. We could have had a full house.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
It's Bree. And
and it's Danielle.
Yeah. It's just Danny, baby.
Oh, back again.
Back again to the... Ah, jeez. Come on, guys. You guys, we've made it again.
We have.
And this is a very special episode because this is the 10th Le Ritual episode.
Oh, wow. 1-0-10.
1-0-10.
1-0. Okay.
That's brilliant. And you know what? I'm sacrificing a lot to be here today, guys. I am supposed to be in a French lecture, but I'm just going to do this en français. Hey, yeah.
You don't need a French lecture.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the only way to do it. That's the only way to be on the station is if you have to miss at least one class.
Yeah. Danielle.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's just Danielle. Well, for our 10th anniversary, you could say, like, episode, we thought of a very special theme, which is we've been having this debate about the Beatles and Oasis. It's become an inside joke that you guys don't need to know because it's a very long story. But
I think it's pretty short.
Well, Lily, do you want to describe
it? Yeah, actually.
I'm just going to be embarrassed
on the radio.
Lily just had a slip of tongue, I guess, and said that Oasis was as big as the Beatles. And now...
Well, they are pretty big, like, because they're doing the reunion tour, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, that's a pretty huge deal. But yeah, anyway...
It'd be a little bigger deal if the Beatles got back together.
Because some of British descent.
Yeah, exactly.
However, I don't think I've heard one North American mention this besides Lily. That Oasis have gotten back together because they have. I know, but I mean, they, like, if you're in a rift with your brother, like, that hasn't actually traveled over the channel yet.
Me and my brother are actually in a rift right now, and we used to have a band.
called the Athabaskan Brothers?
Yes. We're thinking of getting back together now that Oasis has, like, started it.
Yeah.
And we're thinking maybe it's time to put our differences aside.
Maybe you should collab.
Dude, Oasis has actually reached out to us, but I said, I actually only work with people who are as big as the Beatles, and I don't think you're there yet.
I mean, okay, if you do make a band, I'll make sure to play it on the radio. Don't you worry.
Oh, thank you.
What is your white album?
Yeah. And honestly, yeah, that's kind of our theme for today, yes, bringing it back. Guys, if you don't know us already, we like to get off topic really easily. But our theme for today is, what is our Beatles? Guys, what is, like, the greatest song you've ever heard in your life? What is something that you believe has inspired other bands and other artists to create their style of genres and their songs? And, I mean, I guess I can start it off.
Are you going to play Wonderwall?
Dude, how did you know?
Oh my god. Lily's actually just whipped out an acoustic guitar.
Dude,
oh
I'm going to play it live.
She's going to sing it.
Yeah, I will. And after... No, kidding. No one needs to hear that. Anyway, this artist, I find, is just this song that I'm about to play. It's so good. Whenever I hear it, it could be like after a long time or even just like a couple of days. I always revert back to this song when I'm just like, I just need a good pick-me-up. And I feel like this artist, she was kind of like ahead of her time. She was like a very much like first female-fronted kind of like rock star-y punk, you know. It's Suzy Quatro. And I feel like, you know, if you know Joan Jett, you definitely also know Suzy Quatro because Suzy Quatro was definitely an inspiration to Joan Jett. They have a very similar style of voice, but... this song, I just, honestly, I think it's up there in, like, my top 10, for sure. So, guys, let's listen to some Suzy Quatro, and you'll see what I mean by she has the same Joan Jett vibe. Suzy Quatro. Man, Suzy. She's good. She is so good. I love it. Can you see, like, the Joan Jett reference?
Totally. Suzy For Q's sure. got it.
Nah, Suzy
that was a really
Q.
great song.
I know. It's great. I honestly, yeah, top 10. I can't even remember when I discovered it. Probably, like, after watching Girl Boss. Have you guys seen that show on Netflix?
Yeah, that's what inspired me to start selling clothes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Well, that's what inspired me to start a two-man band with my brother.
That's what inspired me to start Tesla.
Whoa, big claims over here.
Whoa.
From Miss Harley Davidson.
Classic shirt is out.
Because no one can see us, Danielle has this classic shirt that she likes to wear. I like to think of it as your power suit sometimes.
Yeah.
The Harley Davidson, it's a button-up Harley Davidson
staff
shirt.
Yeah, and actually...
it's pretty awesome.
I was such a... a silly goose, for lack of a better word. We're not supposed to be swearing. When I was on exchange, I walked into the store and, like, I saw this and I tried it on and I thought I really had to have it, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to buy it because it was a stupid price. And then I couldn't stop thinking about it as I slept that night. And my flight took off at 1. This is an international flight. And the store only opened at 10. So I ran down. I checked out of my hostel. I got to the store. I handed them €40 in cash. I grabbed the shirt and I ran back, threw my suitcase into the Uber like the Uber was moving. And I lifted the boot and, like, threw my suitcase in the back. And then I said, take me home.
Might I say, it's your Beatles shirt?
It's my Beatles shirt.
But, I mean, you are next on the list. What's your song?
Yeah, so my song goes out to the concert I'm going to this Sunday, Fontaines, D.C. And these guys have genuinely changed my life. The album Skintifia is something I know back to back to back to back.
I can attest to that. She definitely does.
So good. So good. I just think it's creative genius, from the lyrics to even just, like, what made me fall in love with the album was hearing this song for the first time, which is their biggest hit, really. But there's this one, like, drum lick. I don't know if that's the right term. Right after the first verse of I Love Yous. And it just, like, it's music to my ears.
I love
so
it.
So good.
I love it. Bree, do you have anything to add before we play this brilliant song?
I don't think I do.
All right.
Brilliant.
Let's get into it.
I'm just excited to hear it.
This is I Love You by Fontaines D.C.
I told you I do, it's all I've ever felt, I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tune. I've headed the hat now from Dublin to Paris, and if there was sunshine it was never on me. So close the rain, so pronounced is the pain. Genocide and have got pride, I understand. I had to be there from the start. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had them plying me with drink, even met with their demands. When the cherries lined up, I kept the spoilings for myself till I had 30 ways of dying. Looking at me from the shelf, cloud padded smile I had. A real good shawl I was, but this island's run by sharks with children's bones stuck in their jaws. Now the morning's filled with cokies trying to talk you through it all. Is their mommy being a gale and is their daddy being a bar? And they say they love the land, but they don't feel it goes to waste. Pull a mirror to their youth and they will only see their face. Make flowers read like broadsheets, every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy, and the bastard walks boy. Say it to him 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Will I lie?
told you I do. It's all I've ever felt. I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tomb. System in a hat, you only had it before. Echo, echo, echo. The lights they go, the lights they go, the lights they go. Echo, echo. Selling genocide and hardcore pride, I understand. I had to be there from the start. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had a ploy and he would drink, even met with better mans. And I loved you like a penny loves the pocket of a priest. And I love you till the grass around my gravestone is deceased. And I'm heading for the cookies. I will tell about it all. But the god of Fela Gael and the veil of Finnafar. Now the flowers read like branches. Every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by. Say it to a 50 sons and still the bastard won't cry when I lie.
Skinty Fia.
That was brilliant, Danielle.
That was really good. I love that.
Thank you.
I think the only thing that could make that song better is if it was sang by two brothers with bowl cuts and sunglasses.
Yeah.
I think, and that yes. kind of like resemble John Lennon.
Yeah. Yeah, and like have a like a feud going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are like kind of getting back together at some point.
Yeah.
For a North American tour.
That's just like a, are you going to buy tickets?
Absolutely not.
They have a North American tour.
No, I have no idea.
She's just hoping. She's manifesting.
Yeah.
Guys, I lied. I actually probably would buy a ticket.
I mean, hey, it would honestly not? Be a good concert. It would be
cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're bad.
No, exactly. Well, according Guys. To some people, maybe. But anyway.
Yeah, I can get down to Champagne Supernova.
Hey, I can get down to Wonderwall. Yeah. I love Wonderwall.
Don't Look Back in Anger. We just named, like, they're just top three most famous songs.
Yeah. We're big fans.
We're
so.
Huge fans. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, come to North America, please. That'd be awesome. Brie, what do you have in store for us?
Okay, so my song that is my Beatles is, my Beatles band is honestly Supertramp. I love Supertramp, and it's just that this song, my dad sent it to me maybe a year ago, and I remember I had my headphones on, and I was, like, walking, might have been, like, I was walking on campus, I think, and it was, like, raining, and I had one of those moments, like, finally, where I was, like, listening to the song, and I was, like, I just remember thinking, like, oh, they don't make music like they used to, like, I felt that because
awesome.
I was, like,
said, I'm born in the wrong generation.
I'm born in the wrong generation, and then
I'm ahead of my time.
I went home with my records and, you know, my
typewriter.
My typewriter, and I wrote about the song because, but I just was like, wow, this is really good.
And then I refrained from voting in elections.
And my Birkenstocks. Yeah. I mean,
and I posted on my Tumblr and I said, oh, I wish I was born in the 70s when women didn't have rights. And I was around when Supertramp was here.
And then you added a few things to your Facebook group chat.
I did, yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway, this is a really good song. It's pretty long, so we might cut it off short. But
who knows? Maybe if we're feeling it enough, we'll play the whole
If the whole song plays, that means that Lily approves of it.
Yeah, exactly.
If not, it'll cut off in a minute.
Exactly. I agree. This is Asylum by Supertramp.
I'm I'm just as sane as anyone. It's just a game I play for fun. For fun. I told him, look, I said, I'm not the way you're thinking. Just when I'm down, I'll be the clown, I'll play the fool. Please don't arrange to have me sent to no asylum. I'm just as sane as anyone. It's just a game I play for fun. Don't arrange to have me
Wow. That was a long one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, that was cool. I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
I was saying that it reminded me of like Pink Floyd, The Wall, ELO, all those bands. I mean, they're kind of around this at the same time as these guys.
That is Supertramp's from their first album, Crime of the Century. Mm. And that's a brilliant album. Like, just listening to it in order.
Yeah.
It's so good. And it's like, it might be like 5 songs, which I just think is so brilliant because every song is just so well done.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Brilliant. So
I've definitely heard a bit of Supertramp coming from your car before.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a classic. It's always a staple.
From Murray.
Yeah. From Murray.
From Murray. Yeah. From Murray.
Shout out Murray.
Shout out Murray.
We always have to shout out something.
Yeah.
Like every time. Yeah. Well, moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
My next song. This, honestly, the first time I discovered this band, it felt like my whole world was enlightened. Do you ever feel like that? Like, yeah. You find a song, what?
Say it. I was going to say, one of my friends, John Locke, also felt that way. Funnily enough. Yeah, jeez.
Lily's going to start privatizing property.
Yeah.
Wow, you can tell that we have 2 poli-sci students in front of me right now.
Hey.
Or, sorry, IR, Thank International you. Relations. But we also have poli-sci in here as well. Shout out, Bree.
I ain't going to law school.
Hey, I neither.
Jokes.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Thinking of law school with this band, if these people were my lawyers, I feel like I'd be okay. But when I first discovered Bikini Kill, I was just like, this is amazing. Like, there's something about this band that just, like, fuels my, like, something inside of me. These guys truly are my Beatles. Like, I had an opportunity to see them, and it was so devastating because I moved to college, like, the day that they performed, because it was postponed because it was 2020, which makes sense. But this song, even in high school, we had an assignment where we had to do, like, a song analysis, and I said, oh, I know exactly what to play, and I know exactly what to write about, because the song is just, the lyrics in it are great, the message behind it is so powerful, and it's just, I love Kathleen Hanna's way of performing, because how she describes herself singing is she imagines, like, a bullet coming up through her body and through her throat, and, like, then, like, screaming into the mic, like, she's, like, shooting a bullet, like, as she sings, and that's how she gets, like, so much power. You know what I mean?
That is such a really powerful image.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, like, she's such a powerful woman. I've just been listening to her audiobook, Rebel Girl, too, which is amazing. But anyway, without further ado, let's listen to Feels Blind by Bikini Kill. This is my Beatles.
Oh,
Bikini Kill. Isn't that song so good?
That was so great.
Like,
so good.
Just the lyrics in it. Normally, I mean, I'm the type of person that hears, like, just the sound of a song first, and then all of a sudden I stop zoning out when I'm listening to something, and I can, like, hear the lyrics finally. And when I was doing the song analysis and really, like, analyzing and looking at all the lyrics, I was just like, this is a brilliant song. Mm-hmm. Like, the lyrics, the sound, it's just, like, I love the grit of it. I love, like, all of the instrumentals of it and just the vote. Oh, God. And once you, like, hear the analogy that Kathleen Hanna says about how she sings on stage, it just, like, makes the song 10 times better, you know? I eat your hate like love. That line, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Anyway, I'll stop geeking out about Bikini Kill because I could for, like, hours.
This is not the time or the place, Lily. Please.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. We have other songs to get to. Danielle, what's yours?
Mine is Kids by MGMT. I just really love this song, and I also think every kid born in the 2000s has a very core memory associated with it because it's, like, one of those songs that is so core to our generation.
Totally.
I think, because it has that, like, very adolescent vibe to mm-hmm. it, and it mm-hmm. also has, as somebody that grew up on, like, an island, kind of like a, almost like, you're super sunburnt coming back from the beach and you are, like, just about to jump in the shower and have a really good dinner and then, you know, crash, like, that kind of vibe to it, too.
I love it.
I really love it. Every time I think about it, I can picture my childhood bedroom perfectly and running around like a little heathen.
I love that MGMT is, like, correlated with your adolescence because these guys started as a college band.
Yeah.
And they also made it as a joke, this whole album. Right. Which I think is so funny because it ended up blowing up and being, like, especially Kids.
Yeah.
And Electric Feel.
Yeah.
Ended up being, like, the top two songs of, like, the early 2000s and things like that.
Right.
It's awesome. I love this song. Good. This is a great choice.
Thanks.
Should we dive into it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is Kids by MGMT.
Show yourself.
That is a great song.
Right.
I haven't heard that in so long.
And I think while the mics were off, we were all just talking about our experiences listening to that for the first time. And I think what I was trying to articulate initially was that it sort of just like encapsulates that kind of like adolescent growing pain. And
yes.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, yeah, it just makes you feel like you're a teenager for the first time. Or at least yeah. that was my experience.
No, I completely agree. Because Sorry. Oh, now you want to lose
mic privileges.
So now you're starting to
get a little too friendly with the mic.
Yeah. Getting a little touchy with the mic.
Okay. I was just going to say that the song makes me feel very nostalgic.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
For when I used to be in my band.
Cheeky. And it comes back around every time.
Oh, jeez.
Well, now that you have the mic, Brie, now that you've had it in the perfect position.
Yeah, sorry, I had to move it around a bit. What's your song? Okay, my song is Therese by Maya Hawk. It is, I don't necessarily think that she's making a huge change in the music industry, but this is one of my favorite songs ever.
In your heart, she is.
In my heart, she is. I really, really love Maya Hawk's music. I do think it's incredibly beautiful. And I am more a lyrics person than I'm a sound person.
Mm.
And her lyrics are really great. This song is based on a painting called Therese Dreaming.
Mm.
And it was, it's a painting of a teenage girl, but she's posed slightly provocatively. And then it's really interesting. I haven't done like a lot of research into it, but I was just reading this recently. There was this like feminist group, like these feminists in like the 2000s, 2010s, who wanted it to be taken down because she was posing provocatively.
Interesting.
Which is interesting that that was like the feminist standpoint on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is kind of like being like, why are people even sexualizing this painting of a child who's just sitting there?
I see.
And this song is really about being like a woman and growing up as a woman and just like the beauty and delicateness within that. And I just think about this song a lot when I read or write poetry. I think it's an amazing song.
Amazing. I mean, with that, I have no other words.
I think Noel Gallagher would agree.
I don't know who that is.
Dude, what the hell? Brothers in Oasis.
Oh!
Jeez, dude,
this is why they're not as big as the Beatles.
Dude, but they're so close to it. They have to be. They're like a huge, and it just doesn't matter. This can be spoken off the microphone. Anyway, this is Therese by Maya Hawk.
Stretching out her sore shoulder, leaning back, eyes closed, reaching up. She's wishing she was older, dreaming of an Appaloosa, saddled up, riding out of town. Dreaming of a Shelby Cobra, digging her tires in the ground. Bleeding, ringing in a New Year's mess, unaware of the stain on her dress. It's tactless, it's a test. It's just a rest, it's just a rest. White kitten in the corner, obscene, it really says it all. Milk matches her underwear. Get her down, take her off the wall. She dreams of Marlon and Austin, their bodies tangled in a net. Thinks of him every so often when she feels like a space cadet. She empathizes with your feelings. She's more interested in ceilings. It's tactless, it's a test. It's just a rest, it's just a rest. It's tactless, it's a test. It's just a rest, it's just a rest. Thank you. ripping off the growing pains. We were seeing enemies, spelling out each other's names, whispering inside our red house while the adults were asleep. A guest to us was just for me, a quiet I keep on keeping. To rest does not belong to you, the horses, cars, and cowboys do. It's tactless, it's a test, it's just a rest, it's just a rest. It's tactless, it's a test, it's just a rest, it's just a rest. It's tactless, it's a test, it's just a rest. It's tactless, it's a test, it's just a rest.
Wow. Beautiful song.
Great song, great choice.
We were just talking about the music video off mic.
Yeah.
It's Do you have anything to add?
A beautiful music video.
It is. It's actually, yeah. I remember it came out, what, 2022?
Yeah, I just remember that I wasn't 18 and I had a restriction on my YouTube, so I had to get my friends to play it for me.
we've
like
all been
Fleetwood
there.
Jack.
Oh my God, shout out Fleetwood Jack.
Shout out Fleetwood Jack.
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
And thank you for responding to my DMs.
Exactly. I want a birthday video next.
Exactly. Oh, it's
We're
going to
fly him out for your birthday.
Oh, for God's sake, please.
Oh, could you imagine? That would be awesome.
Yeah, come on.
Fleetwood Jack, where is he? Rwanda?
His location is unknown at the moment. I'm hoping he's okay, though. apparently, last time we checked, he was in Rwanda. Yeah.
Gotcha. Fleetwood Jack, for anybody that doesn't know, is an Instagram influencer, I guess. And but it shows he is traveling from South Africa back home to Ireland.
Yeah, with his girlfriend that he met in South Africa. But
he has a girlfriend?
Originally,
sorry,
yeah.
Danielle.
Jeez.
What?
But he,
not possible.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, guys.
Why would
the
you?
Heart will go on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get his account deactivated.
Yeah. Dude, somebody call... Somebody call Mark Zuckerberg. We need it to get down now.
Yeah. You know, Mark Zuckerberg was considered to be the third member of Oasis.
I'm literally. Okay.
But he shut it down. He turned it down.
Okay, you know what?
She's
right
gonna turn your
so.
Mic off if you're not careful, Cheeky.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's got the power of mic 3 on their hands right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I mean, we are reaching the end of our show, guys. So sad. This is always the saddest part.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, I know. Brie, can you, like, audibly cry so the listeners know? That just sounds like she's laughing.
I was an actor once.
Anyway, clearly we can't take anything seriously, but this next song, that's our one that's going to close us out, is a little preview into what's coming, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Yep.
And we hope that you all enjoy it, and we hope that you come back. I think it's gonna be October.
Mm-hmm.
No,
the month
no,
of
love. Might be the 30th. And the month of Miss Dillo's birthday.
I'm telling you guys, everything good happens in October.
You're so right. And with that, this is It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
Uh-huh.
And we love you. And
love you.
See you soon.
Love you. We hope you have the best rest of your day ever. Happy Wednesday.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em. Roll em in a circle of niggas and watch me break em with the 7, 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.